Chicago businesses began boarding up windows in expectation of riots. By Bob Price on April 15, 2021. Businesses across Chicago boarded up windows on Thursday in anticipation of rioting and looting. The move comes as Chicago police officials released a body cam video showing the shooting of 13-year-old Adam Toledo in March. Twitter posts from all across Chicago show businesses boarding up their windows. The businesses appear to be preparing for additional rioting and looting after the release of the body cam video. The video appears to show Toledo holding a pistol in his hand less than a second before the officer shot him fatally in the chest. Police found the pistol a few feet away, behind the fence. Chicago Sun-Times journalist Ashley Rezin Garcia tweeted photos of businesses on the Magnificent Mile boarding up their windows. Businesses on the Magnificent Mile are boarding up and city trucks are sitting in wait as Chicago prepares for possible protests and civil unrest. pic.twitter.com/dlfwhgxhep. Ashley Rezin Garcia, at Ashley_Rezin, April 15, 2021. Twitter user Ms. SL tweeted photos from multiple parts of the Windy City. It's sad to say that they're boarding up windows, blocking off entrances to business once again in anticipation of more rioting and looting, she wrote. It's been a long day, from downtown Chicago, to the east side of Chicago, to the south side, and it's sad to say that they're boarding up windows, blocking off entrances to businesses once again in anticipation of more rioting and looting. Stay woke. pic.twitter.com/ext1. Ms. Ezel, at Ms_Ezel, April 14, 2021. CBS Chicago anchor Brad Edwards also tweeted photos of downtown businesses being boarded up. Boarding up. Nordstrom Rack. Chicago in Rush. At chicagopic.twitter.com/63qzpqatwv. Brad Edwards, at TV Brad, April 12, 2021. The riot and looting preparations came in advance of Thursday's release of body cam video showing a police officer shooting Toledo in the chest following a foot pursuit. City Alderman Chris Taliaferro, a former Chicago police officer, spoke to reporters shortly after watching the newly released video. "It's both tragic and horrible," the alderman said. He later said the video clearly shows Toledo with a gun in his hand, the Chicago Sun-Times reported. He would not elaborate on the timeline. "The young man did have a gun and everything happened so quickly. It is not an extended video," Taliaferro added. "Everything happened so quickly and the officer took immediate action to render aid to Mr. Toledo as well." Bob Price serves as associate editor and senior news contributor for the Breitbart Texas Border Team. He is an original member of the Breitbart Texas team. Price is a regular panelist on Fox 26 Houston's What's Your Point? Sunday morning talk show. Follow him on Twitter at Bob Price Pix and Facebook.